We're all virtually limitless.
This podcast is to provide a space for people to grow,
to rise,
and build.
This is for the people that are ready to step up and make moves,
no matter where they came from.
Welcome to the podcast.
Virtually limitless. This life we live, we get to choose. We can make excuses or make moves.
It's up to you.
Yeah, your network is your network.
So find your tribe or build it.
There's some change about to happen. I can feel it. Oh, this life we were given it. So take advantage, start living
it. I'm on a mission, new beginnings to start living.
Yeah, virtually limitless.
You are tuning in to another episode of.
This is another episode of Virtually Limitless.
All right, Virtually Limitless, we are back. I am your co-host, Justine Mader, and I am bringing just a gem to the show today. Her name is Nicole Moore, and many of you will probably know of her because of her amazing podcast, which is the Love Works podcast, I believe. Perfect. Okay, I'm keeping all these podcasts straight. There's so many amazing ones, but this is the one that Nicole is just the boss behind. And she is a love and relationship coach. She works with celebrities across the world and has really just come to know what love means on such a depth and core, not only for herself, but to the point where now she's helping other people achieve that level of love for themselves and in their relationships from, like, I mean, she's got tons of testimonials, you guys. You can go and check her out. You can check her group. She's the real deal. So without further ado, Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Oh, you're so sweet. So Nicole, I would love for people that don't know you, because they probably are just in the hole somewhere. For people that don't know of you, how did your journey begin? What was your love journey for yourself? And then to turn into a business, how was that for you? Give us a little insight.
Yeah. So, I mean, I struggled a lot in love, a whole lot, as many women and men do. So, you know, it, for me, it really started in childhood. Like so many people, this is not a new story, but it was my story of just not feeling love. You know, I had non-affectionate parents. There was no hugging. There was no, I love you. There were just, as many of us have, you know, there were ways that my parents failed to give me what I felt I needed. And that translated for me into a story of, I don't deserve love. I'm not worthy of love. I'm not, that's how I interpreted it. Right. Obviously it wasn't the truth, but that was,
yes,
felt like it was true. And it drove so much of my life. When I say I had massive insecurity, it was to the point where I just remember like praying for confidence and thinking like, I just don't even know how I'm going to feel confident. So I had massive insecurity, massive self-doubt, a gaping wound of wanting love. So if you imagine when I went out to date, it was not the most pleasant experience because I attracted in a lot of people who would hurt me or leave me. And it just went through the ringer. But you know, I decided to become a life coach. Now, the funny thing is at the time that I decided to become a life coach, I was in a relationship with somebody I thought was my soulmate. Spoiler alert. Nope. Not my soulmate. They were a wound mate. They ended up, you know, they were an emotionally abusive narcissist, cheater with multiple women, all that stuff. But what's important is when I started my business, it, like, my intention was the same. The place I was at now is different. So when I started my business, I wanted people to have self-love. I thought I was in a great relationship. Relationships were always things that I gravitated towards. I was always looking at body language of couples. I just like loved all the love stuff. When I started as a life coach, every woman that came my way wanted to talk about love and relationships exclusively. Like it was just the funniest thing. And so that kind of came into my field. But when I started my business, I was in the midst of, I mean, it was an unraveling of realizing the crappy relationship I was in. So I was literally helping women get married, engaged, find the love of their life. While then I had to go through the process of like, record scratch, wait, it's not.
Wow.
So like there was a period in my life where I would be like crying because of my own breakup. And then I'd get on the phone with the client and show up and then put the phone down, cry, cry, cry. Oh, next client, I'm showing up. And it was this beautiful practice of learning. I mean, I learned so much. I learned I could be there for people even when I was in pain, but I had to apply it for myself. And in the having to apply it for myself, it kind of took my teachings and trainings to an even deeper level because I saw all the struggles of the women that had come before me that were my clients. And I was like, don't want to do that. But I also knew all the tools. And then I added Yeah. My body of work expanded and I found, you know, my love. And that was then took me in a whole new journey. But I was like helping people all along the way. So I feel like to answer your question, it's kind of like, you know, I chose the life coaching path for sure. Like I directed myself in that direction, but then the whole love coaching and all of that chose me. Then I coached women all across the globe for years and years and years. And then I kind of decided, okay, well now I want to coach celebs.
Yep.
That's really what I did.
Ready to level up.
And I positioned myself there. I got myself in spaces and conversations. And so, you know, it just like that evolved. That was a decision. It was strategic. We still serve everyday women across the globe, like every single day. But, you know, I started just me behind a computer, like, can I figure out how to make this coaching business work?
Right. Oh, that's so good. Well, and it's, there's so many points that you dropped that were just gold and underlying messages too. Like it chose me. Your clients told you and showed you what they needed. And it wasn't what you initially thought. And it's so funny because I started as a virtual assistant and I ended up being asked and requested so many times. I was like, wait, that's a thing. Like that's where I had to go for. And like, I love that that's something that we share where it really chose us. But I think that you have to be open to that too, because I'm sure you were fearful. I'm sure you were like, I don't know if I really want to just selectly do love relationships or I don't know if I can serve just those people. But I bet that was just a huge step in the right direction for you. How was that moment where you're like, hey, I'm okay with this. I'm going to narrow down my niche. I'm going to just, you know, really focus on these women. How was that for you? Freeing, yeah, I mean, terrifying, like what was that like?
Freeing. I mean, okay, let me just be honest with you. Okay, so this is what it was actually a really good lesson for me in terms of marketing that people might want to hear. So yes, the core of everything I do is always self-love, like, but it's not even like, I don't know, it's not self-love, it's more like own your power. There's a fierceness to it, like when I hear self-love, a little bit of soft, I'm very soft and loving, but my energy is fierce. It's like fierce, powerful love. So
that's so much.
Yeah. So I was trying to be like, so it's like, oh, self-love. And it just felt, I don't know how to explain it. It just felt like this like softness without the fierceness that isn't really me. But what I learned about this, so when I was promoting like self-love and I would write copy, you know, are you lacking self-love in relationships? I pulled a very particular person, somebody that maybe wasn't ready to invest, somebody that, and I learned this lesson of like, it's weird. It's like people identify as having a self-love issue. Sometimes those aren't the people that I need to coach versus if somebody's super powerful. It, like I work with like, you know, celebs, leaders, and they're super powerful and they know they have issues in their love life, but they're not sitting there all day being like, I have no self-love. It really taught me like so much about the way you call out a particular, like the way you call out in your marketing really pulls different energies in different people. So it was a big switch for me when I decided that in my marketing, I was going to speak to the power in people, but also touch on their pain points, of course, la, 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 rather than speaking to like the weakness in people. When I was speaking to people who identified in that way, I mean, I love them, but they were just not ready to invest. They were so needy. Yeah. And so there, it was like a whole learning journey for me where it was also a decision. Like I've got to focus on this particular woman, her problem. Yes, she needs self-love, but she thinks the problem is men that she's dating. She thinks she can't find a guy. And so it was very strategic to focus on love instead of like, I'm a self-love, not that I'm sure there are successful love self-love coaches out there.
Yes.
It wasn't my jam. It wasn't my client. It was too soft for me at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, no. And that's so huge. You had to test the waters. You had to test the voice, test the understanding of how do I get my soul to the right client? Not because you hated the other people. Heck no, we love all, but it's one of those things that when you're not able to serve that level of client in the way that you were created to serve, it's not a match, you know, and it's nothing against those people. There is another person out there that is ready to serve and is the right one to serve them at that level. But it's not you, and that's okay. And to embrace that. Yeah.
Because I, at my core, I am a very like loving, sweet person. And so for
yes,
like,
you are.
There was this moment, I remember having these conversations with myself of like, should I just want to help everyone like be like Mother Teresa? Like this was like an issue in my life where I felt like this tension between, am I wrong if I say I don't want to help this kind of person and I want to help this kind of person. Like I really wrestled with that because I didn't know what was appropriate. And ultimately I was like, I'm not really the mother Teresa vibe, but I just had that narrative in my head that to be a loving person, it means you have to help everyone. And so it was like, it was stressing my heart for a while, but then I realized like, where can I do the best work? Where are the clients going to get the results the quickest? Where is there going to be transformation? And for me, it was with the driven, type A, powerful, badass women. Because what I saw is, oh, when I work with her, she's using all the tools. She's going through the trainings. She's applying it quickly. And then she's getting results in her life. And then she's the example. And then other people learn from her example. And they say, wow, that powerful woman has love too. She has a great man too. So it's like, that's part of the whole reason why I decided to work with the big influencers, the celebrities, the people that have blue check marks on Instagram. It's because when they share their example of love, even if nobody ever says, oh, I work with Nicole, who cares, right? Mm-hmm. But their example of love is able to ripple to so many different people. Individuals matter too. But if you're trying to promote a message and a lot, also trying to make sales, yes. But if you're trying to promote a message, you know, influential people can really help get that out there.
That depth of impact is so incredible. By you lasering your focus, you're actually creating a bigger ripple. You see, guys, like it's almost like backward psychology where you're allowing yourself to be more intentional, to be more specific with who you serve so you can have them impact the world at a higher level. Man, you guys, that's deep. Oh, that is so good. That is so good here. You know, that journey of reaching out to celebrities, using your testimonials and all that kind of stuff. I feel like people forget that celebrities are human too. Like, yes, they're superhuman. They've got, you know, all the voices and the acting and all of that celebrities do. That's fantastic. But like, how did you, I would love to know, how did you create that vulnerable moment with these like superhumans to just come down and be like, hey, I am struggling. Like, yes, I have all this, but I want all that too. Like, what were those conversations like? I would love an inside scoop.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I will say, yeah, celebrities have love issues too, and often worse in a lot of ways. And there's like drama involved and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The live, you know, one of my clients was like, my age is wrong on IMDb. It says I'm younger. And like, do I tell the guy my real age? Like, it's just like stuff like that that like you wouldn't normally think of. And she's like lying to the guy about her age because like whatever. I mean, women are not able to age in Hollywood. So that's like a whole separate thing.
But that's another story.
So one thing I did is that, you know, I would go to these like gifting suites where you can meet like different celebrities. And I just would talk to them and they're having a conversation. So, okay. First of all, yes, it's a little bit awkward sometimes because like they don't know how much to reveal. So I always have to be like energy. I have to let them know, like, you know, like I've worked with these people and I'm not going to share. And I'm kind of like, I'm vault-like in nature. I don't know if it's like an Aries tendency, but like if somebody tells me not to say something, I take it. And if somebody tells me, oh, well, I wasn't supposed to say anything, but I'm telling you, I always make a mental note about that. And I'm like, let me not tell my stuff to that person because they're going to say it to other people. So I've always been
word to the wise.
I'm a vault, you know, like that's just how I am. So maybe they can feel that, you know, so I would go and I would have this love answers oracle card deck. It's like a love tarot deck, basically. You know, so I would do like, I would get there and say, let me do a reading for you, you know, so let me pull a card for you. And then they start like talking to, like, I was like, like I did a reading for like J-Lo's ex, the dancer guy, you know, the one that she was with for a while. And in my head, I'm like, this is a fascinating because I'm getting information about how he is in relationships. And then I'm like, I wonder if J-Lo experienced, you know what I mean? So I pull a card.
Keep the brain here. Keep it here, Nicole, right here.
Let's talk about, you know, like, so I, you know, let's talk about this or like, you know, when I do a phone call with them for, you know, for the first time, I have to let them know, like, listen, I always say everybody cries in the first call with me. That's normal. So, and this is a safe space. I've worked with women before. I understand this kind of stuff, you know, and also it's like, you know, I'm a business owner. I'm in media. I'm not a celebrity, but like, I understand, like, you know, like those kind of aspects.
You're in that world too.
Exactly. So, you know, they can kind of feel it and can kind of get it, but not everybody is open on the first call, you know, in general, though, this is like, even when I was coaching like normal women, it's like,
yeah,
people lie about their love lives. not because they're actually intentionally trying to lie, but like people are very confused in their love lives, or they'll say, oh, well, my issue is this, and they're lying. Like, it's a totally
and that's different. Not it.
Yeah. So, like, oh, wow. Lie in their love lives sometimes. It's okay. I try and get as much information as possible, and I try and always hold a safe space. And the thing is like, I never judge anyone when they're on the phone call with me, because I've heard it all. I've heard women say, oh, I'm dating this married man and I want you to get him to commit to me. I don't do that. I'll say, no, let's focus on someone else. But I'll hear that. I mean, you wouldn't believe the cheating stories in Hollywood. Like, I hear so much stuff all the time. I also hear so much pain all the time. My father did this to me. So I like don't judge anyone, because I always just see it as like they're just looking for love. Like, I always just think whatever action they took, they're lying about their age or they're cheating or this, they're just looking for love. And I feel like people can feel that. It's like, I'm non-judgmental, but I'll be fierce and tell you what you need to do. Mm-hmm. But it's not because I'm judging you. It's just because of my heart.
Well, and you placed yourself in a position where the people that are coming to you and being vulnerable after you've earned their, you know, they know, like, and trust you, right? They're in a place where that's what they want. That's what they're after. They're paying you to help get from A to D versus skipping all around and trying to figure this out, you know, years over their life, right? You're the kind of like a rocket launch straight to where they're trying to go, because they have the clarity and the intentionality and the actual execution of the thing. That, you know, is, you know, the hole in their life, whether that's communication, trauma healing, or, you know, whatever the case is. That's so huge. That's so huge. And for people that are going through stuff, you know, whether it's a love issue or whatnot, you have to be raw and real with yourself. It might be dirty. It might be ugly, but the only way for it to get better is for you to accept it, love it, embrace it, and realize it's part of who you are, right? Part of your journey. And then realize that you can move forward and choose love. You can choose a new relationship. You can choose a better version of yourself first and love yourself first, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's so powerful. I would love to know, like, I came from a very loving family. So I love that we kind of have that contrast. And it's one of those things that, you know, not everyone realizes what they had, you know, when you work with celebrities, like realizing maybe the good thing they had before they lost it, like, how are those conversations? Because so many of us, I think in 2020, were kind of slapped awake to be like, wow, we had life really good. And then all of a sudden you can't see your partner across the country. You can't go visit your loved ones that, you know, are dad and mom across the states. Like, what was that transition like recently for you to impact people still at that connection level?
Yeah. Okay. So the biggest thing is people are kind of realizing what really matters, you know, like for me, good thing. Cause it's like, people are more interested in love and relationships and dating, I feel, than ever before. You know what I mean? Because they're like, their loneliness can be a teacher that you need to open your heart, you know, like fighting with your partner because you're in close quarters with them in quarantine. That's a message that something needs to shift. So for me, I feel like it's been like so much of my career when I was working with just even normal women, that I feel like there's an education I always have to do around the thing that I'm trying to promote in the world. Love coaching, like actually getting help for your love life. It's not something that people wake up and say they need, like if you're a coach maybe, but it's not. So I feel like, and this is part of my mission, right? It's like, I feel like I've always had to do so much education on the front of like, why do you even need this? Because people think that they're just going to solve their love life problems on their own, or their girlfriend who has a bad love life is going to give them advice that somehow illuminates their love life, or their, you know, like people don't realize that they need help until they're in so much pain in their love life. And they're just like, I can't figure this out. And their back is up against the wall. And I feel like what happened with the pandemic and everything put people's back up against the wall in terms of like, I need help in my love life. I cannot go on. So for me, that's actually been a positive, because it brings people more willing to the table to do.
Sure. Yeah, totally. Well, and it's like you said, it kind of woke people up to be like, wow, what is important? Who do I want to live life with? Or do I love myself at this point? You know, and when you're in the dark and all alone, that's who you really are. And, you know, it's one of those things that, for them to have realized that and embraced that opportunity with you is so incredible. I'm so excited for hopefully the changed and impacted lives that, just 2020 maybe was the best year for them because they realized those amazing things. How cool is that? Mm-hmm. So powerful. So when we were quarantined, like, how did you reach out to celebrities? You weren't able to get in the rooms with them. Like, that's my favorite place to sell myself to, like being right in person. It's like, I've got a magnetized like focus. It's incredible. But like, you didn't have that. I didn't have that. What were the pivots and kind of transitions that you did in order to make sure that you were still impacting them, but also reaching new levels in your business?
Yeah. I mean, I will say whenever I create content, like I will think about who it's for. Like I'm just going to be, maybe she'll be one, my client one day and we'll laugh at this. I have a podcast on my Linktree that's, it's called Staying with a Cheater, Red Flags. Should you stay? Should you go? Why did I create that podcast? Who I had in mind, Khloe Kardashian, because of, you know, whatever's going on with her. I thought, oh, this woman's staying with somebody who's cheated. She needs advice. Do thousands of people in my audience need that? Yes. However, when I recorded it, I literally was thinking of her, whether she gets it or not. You see, it's sending out a particular energy. Like yes. So much of this I feel is it's a game of attraction. It's calling people to where you want to go. So I had it on my, I still have it on my Linktree. I think I have it right there. Cause I'm like, hey, you never know. She could go to my bio. She could see that. And that podcast could be
there. Heck yeah.
It's very strategic, but, you know, I was fortunate enough to receive the blue check from Instagram last year, which and it came about because I did a lot of press and articles on celebrity body language. And so like, it's rippling one, you know, it adds. So yeah. Once I have blue check, I spend a big portion, not a big portion, but I spend time each day commenting on people's accounts. I'll message people and I'll say, hey, here, you know, or at first I just send love. I'm like, genuine appreciation. Then, hey, yeah. You know, I work with women in XYZ on The Bachelor, on the show, like would love to talk to you. Sometimes my publicist will reach out and she'll connect with them and we'll see like how we can connect and collaborate, you know? So it kind of it happens organically. I kind of build the relationship. I'm never like, hey, you know, work with me. I give value first. I connect, yeah. I share, you know, I'll get on the phone with you and talk and hey, you know, like give me a tip, you know? And then it builds from there, but it's outreach. I mean, you still have to outreach no matter what, if you know, but at the same time that you're outreaching, what I'm doing always is holding the energy. This is like woo-woo, but I'm holding the energy. I'm holding the vibe. I'm thinking about who I want to be my clients. I'm thinking about how they would want to see if they're scrolling my Instagram, like what would they need to see in order to feel like this person can help me? Like I'm thinking about all of that stuff all of the time. And I'm just like setting that energy and intention out there, you know, so
huge. That's so good. You guys, she dropped so many gold nuggets here, showing up as that person that they're looking for, right? You know, you could be a lot of things. And I shared in a podcast recently too, you know, we can wear 10 pairs of sunglasses all very well, but not at the same time. So for your clients, who do you need to be? Who do you need? What side of you do you need to share so that they can connect and realize that you're their person? Like that's what I needed. That's what I need to do for my love life, for me to improve in my relationship. This is who I need to talk to. Like, how are you showing up? It's not somebody else giving you the secret hack. It's actually you being the secret. It's you becoming that person every single day and showing up in that form. That's absolutely huge. And then outreach. She's working with celebrities, guys, but guess what? She's still in the trenches. Just because she has leveled up and placed herself in that authority doesn't mean the game quits. She's playing hard. She's playing hard, you guys. I absolutely love that because so many people are like, oh, when I reach the blue tag or, you know, get the blue official on Instagram, I'm not going to have to work anymore. I'm like, wait, who told you that? I don't know why people assume that, but it's so cool to hear from somebody. I don't have the blue check mark yet, but it's so amazing to hear from someone that has it and is saying, hey, yeah, I'm still in the trenches. I'm still, you know, with my people. I'm still showing them that I'm there. I'm still showing that I have, you know, gratitude for what I have. So I want to give and, you know, improve other people's lives generously because that's who I am. You know, that's just absolutely powerful. So whatever stage of business you guys are in, you know, whether it's in relationship coaching or what have you, don't forget to show up as the person that your clients are looking for. That part of you. Yes, we're all going to have funk days. That's all fine. But are you intentionally showing up at that level and holding that space, like she was saying, for them to come and approach you? Or are you subconsciously closing that door so people don't feel like they can actually approach you? Maybe something to check with your content. That's a huge, huge tip, you guys. So with, you know, all those things in place, what do you think was the most amazing transformation story? Don't need names or anything like that, but what was the greatest result that you've had to date?
I mean, I have so many client like success stories, but
I picked at your testimonials. I know it's
like,
phenomenal.
You know what is also the thing? I'm like, I need to figure out how to get this. Do you know the amount of women that have taken my course and they go find love and they don't even message me about it? And then I'll find out because one of my assistant coaches will be like, oh, I'm following so-and-so on Facebook. And they just posted that they're married. And I'm like, what? They never even messaged me. So there's like this, I'm like, I need to call all those testimonials out because they just go along their merry way and they've had a transformation just from a digital course and they don't let me know, you know? So I'm just energetically setting that out. I need the testimonials to come my way more, but I have so many stories. I mean, for me, the stories of like, you know, one of my clients who just attracted unavailable men over and over and over and over again, single mom, thought she wasn't going to find love and just in the depths of desperation. And then she finds an incredible man and he finally commits, you know, like I love those stories where it's like women suffered and they struggled and they thought they couldn't. And then they did, you know, I love the powerful. One of my clients, she's like she's a multimillionaire, a big influencer on Instagram and has a big community. And, you know, people were seeing her as like this powerful woman making money, but she didn't have love. And she had all these beliefs that she couldn't have it. She can't find a guy on her level. And then she finds him. And then I see how her community responds when she posts a picture with him, how they're so happy about it, how it's lighting them up. Like, that's the thing. It's like, she doesn't share like Nicole worked with me or anything like that. Like, I like seeing how her community responds because I know it's changing them because they're like, if she did it, she's got the money, she's got the man, maybe I can have it too. Like, I love those. Yes. I love those success stories. So there, I mean, all of them are
huge. Exactly. They're all, any win is a huge celebration, especially as a coach. You know, you just can't help but like jump up and down and you're like, I don't know. I do that too, where I'm just like, yes, you did it. Like, we just feel that so, so deeply. And it's a whole nother level, but it is, you know, a huge call out that you just made too. Maybe for those of you listening, you know, if there's a course, if there's a podcast, if there is something that resonated with you, tag that person, let them know, take a screenshot, put it on your stories. Doesn't matter. Like, let them know that they're making a difference in your life, because I think that one of the most powerful things any of us can do is show up as the best version of ourselves, because someday someone somewhere needs exactly what you have in order to accomplish what they were set on earth to do. So if this is Nicole embracing the beauty of her love relationship coaching, and she's doing this in your life and moving mountains for you based on a digital course or one-on-one, she'd probably really appreciate it. No, just saying.
Yeah.
And if, even if it's not Nicole, maybe it's someone else. Maybe it's Dean Graziosi, Tony Robbins, even some of the, you know, people are think that when you're so big, you don't notice. How can you, you work with celebrities all the time. I bet it still means the world to them to know like, hey, Trent Shelton, I loved your talk today. Or hey, you know, Kim Kardashian, I loved what you guys put on the store. Like how would you encourage people to keep in mind like the humanity of these amazing people?
Yeah. I mean, celebrities are human too, and they have flaws too. And everybody's the same, but like, I still love it. I will say, like, if I get a good podcast review, people, yes, celebrities are busy, but like, they're also looking at stuff too. Like, that's the thing. Like, also do look at certain things, and like, you know, testimonials are something that people look at. If they got some great result for you, or you love something, they're going to look at that. They're going to appreciate that. Everybody needs inspiration. Like, when I hear one of my clients, and she's not a celebrity, she works with me for, you know, years ago, but she's getting married on Valentine's Day, and she invited me to her Zoom wedding, and I'm so happy to go there and be there for her. And I'm like, this is so cool, and this is the new weddings, and like that, I'm just so happy because I know where she was, and to see her in this relationship, and that feeds me. And I think, you know, people need love being appreciated, and if people are performing a service, that they're obviously they want to help people, and they're fed by the success stories and the testimonials for sure.
Absolutely. Well, and she dropped a good point, you know, the celebrities and people were listening, just like she listened in the beginning of her career too, where she's like, you know, I'm just going to be a life coach. And then it was like, oh my gosh, this is what they're asking for. This is what they need from me. This is what they need to feed on. You know, this part of me is really fueling this fire. Like, that's what people are looking for. So you may be a pivotal point too. Your thoughts, your words, your message matters. And if something is, you know, resonating with you, with another individual, you know, let them know, call them out and be like, hey, you should be a motivational speaker, like take your podcast to the stage, or, you know, take your course and do it live, or whatever the case may be. That could potentially be a huge game changer for someone else, kind of like it was in Nicole's story. And yeah, she was willing to listen.
Podcast and you like it, leave a review. Cause what you guys don't know is that the more reviews on this podcast, the more people get it, you know? So positivity always, there's always a beautiful ripple effect of positivity. When you, I feel like when you share appreciation to someone, it's going to come back to you even. Like it's just like you're opening up that valve. But like if people are listening right now and you love this conversation, leave a review for this podcast. They will read it and they'll love it. They'll feel it.
That's so huge. And what, you know, what you're showing up to is just, you know, there's so many ways that you can freely impact, you know, celebrities on a high level too, you know, whether that's reviews, whether that's testimonials and be like, hey, I've listened to your show for 5 years. Just keep it up. I love it. You know, those little things can not only help them feel appreciated, but also move mountains and make sure that that message is rippling into the lives of others as well. So whether it's my show, Nicole's shows, like do it, you guys, you don't know how much it actually can impact people on like levels way high. So definitely do that. That's so powerful, Nicole. I would love for people to know more about you, where to find you, celebrity and everyday mom alike, like what and where do they find you, Nicole?
Yeah, we have stuff for everyone and that's important. And I'm always going to have stuff for everyone, from like so much free content to whatever packet, you know, like people, I just got a message yesterday because I'm on community. So you can like text me stuff and I'll read and I'll respond to some people. And somebody responded and they took a screenshot of my podcast on 5 steps to heal from a narcissist and abuser. And they said, I cannot believe you're giving away this much for free. Like this should be a course. And it was very intentional when I released that podcast. I knew it was so powerful, but in my head, I'm thinking the people who are going through these abusive narcissistic situations, they might not be ready for our course, but they need to hear this information. So I just threw it on the podcast because I was like, to have her message me back and like, let me know that was like, I really, you know, appreciate that. But I'm saying this to share, whenever I put out content, even if it's free, I truly am always thinking about, can it create some kind of shift changer result if they never do anything with me? So the free content is amazing. I have a podcast, it's called Love Works with Nicole Miller. So much on there. We have a website, loveworksmethod.com. I love Instagram. That's my favorite place. So DM me there, Nicole Moore Love on Instagram. And you can follow me there. I just got into Reels and now I'm obsessed with Reels and I'm doing so much fun. I'm like having so much fun doing the Reels. Facebook, basically, if you just type in Nicole Moore Love on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all the places, Clubhouse, you know, like all the places.
Yes! Do you love Clubhouse? I totally jumped on that. Oh, I do too. It's so amazing to connect with people that otherwise may not have been available. So I think it's so powerful. Oh, that's so fun. So guys, without further ado, she dropped so much gold. The last tip that I want to get from Nicole with love and just relationships, if you were to leave one message with this, you know, this amazing audience today, what would you encourage them to look for and to just create for themselves in 2021?
Worthiness, the feeling that you deserve the things that you have, and then the belief that you can have them. If you feel worthy of what you want and you believe you can have it, you put yourself light years above anything and then you take action. But like, that's my trick. Like that's how I got to work with celebrities. I was like, I think I can do that. And I believed, like I operate on that level of belief. Not that I never have doubts, but to me, the things I want are real. Like they're tangible. It's a real thing. Like, you know, I'm like, oh yeah, one day with Khloe Kardashian, whatever. Like I'm just like, oh, something will happen, whether it's her or another one. Like you'll see me, but I don't force the timeline. But what I want people to hear is I operate as if it's just a reality that's about to happen in my life at some point in the future, not doubt. There's a worthiness, there's a certainty, there's a belief. And I just wish people would approach their dreams and goals from that place, because I see so many women doubt, especially in love. Can I have it? Is it going to happen? Am I worthy? And all irrelevant, because the answer is always yes.
But to actually to be in that space, to feel that, to really be that. I know I said be that already, but it's kind of important. So you got to be that in order for it to happen. That's so incredible. To be that queen that you know, want him to treat you like a queen, you have to kind of be that queen first. That's worthiness, guys. That's a one straight way tangible job for you to start here in 2021. It's something that you can do alongside us, because we're creating that opportunity in ourselves every single day. It's not something you do and walk away from. It's something you do every single day. So join us on that in 2021. Nicole, thank you so much for being on the show. And we'll, yeah, I know, buddy. I have my son with me. The end of the show is here. So we will see you guys at the next podcast episode very soon.
How old is he?
If you learned anything from this show, make sure you leave a review and check out the description to join our community and grab some free resources. And make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Virtually Limitless.